Well, hi everybody. Merry Christmas if you celebrate, because this is for the week beginning on Christmas Day. So, and you know, it could be a little bit contentious week with the full moon coming right after Christmas and a Mercury Mars conjunction that's in aspect to the Aries North Node. I'll show you all the details in a minute. But also, we've got a Venus trine Neptune aspect, and Mars and Mercury are going to be, or they're still actually aspecting Neptune too. So there could be a lot of not kind of quite seeing things as they really are. There could also be an element of kind of arrows and barbs coming at you. In my full moon video, I did recommend, you know, some self-protection kind of energy for the holidays, at least of saying, you know, take yourself out for a walk if things get a bit tense and things, because we can use this energy consciously, and I think a lot of us will, but I also think there's going to be some not using it consciously, shall we say. So, you know, that's kind of where the barbs and arrows might come from. But also, no, it's kind of re quite reactive, especially on a full moon. Cancer full moon is out of bounds, Mars is out of bounds, and things are a little bit heightened at the holidays, of course, anyway. And, you know, as I posted a funny meme on my Facebook, if you want to go and look at it, about, you know, full moon mixed with alcohol on the holidays, what could go wrong? But anyway, let's be better than that, right? So, I'm getting this out the way nice and early before I finish my preparations for Christmas. So this is recorded on Christmas Eve. So, let's dive in. So here we have the transit set for just after midnight on the East Coast. So, you know, some of you'll be well into your day, but I have to pick a starting spot for somewhere. So just let's look at the energy of Christmas Day, some of which I just posted about in my blog because it goes for a full 24 hours. But I'm going to point out some things. Mars, as I mentioned, is out of bounds and is going to exactly trine the North Node in Aries. At the same time, as we get into Christmas Day, Mercury is going to conjunct the galactic center again for another time. And in fact, I should put the galactic center on because we keep having these activations. And Mercury and Mars, though, while I get that on, are heading towards a conjunction on December the 27th, which is kind of happening under the full moon. So I do want to kind of tell you that these things are really activating each other in many ways, you know. And whilst it will be either empowering or aggressive, so assertive or aggressive, it could go either way, and or it could go both. So, depending on your chart, I'm putting Circe on too because I find her quite important right now. Circe the sorceress, that's her down there. Okay, so early 2:01 a.m., Mars perfects the trine to the North Node at 22 degrees, the master builder number. And of course, Aries is Mars' sign, and this is fire and passion. And so, you know, this could be about taking a stand for yourself or just about letting those arrows bounce off and saying, no, this is who I am. This is really about your essence, finding out who you truly are, and actually taking a stand for that now. Anyway, yeah, I'm not going to go into it. You can go and read today's blog if you want, kind of want a little bit more about that. Meanwhile, we do have the Gemini moon actually still out or going out of bounds today, I think. So let's have a look. Yeah, the moon has moved out of bounds as well as approaching the full moon. So that's heightening the reactivity and emotional energy. And at 2:17 a.m., just after Mars trines the North Node, the moon is going to oppose Ceres, right, on my moon, incidentally, and say, having a real good look at what really feeds you and nurtures you, in regards to truth and knowledge and expressing it and expressing your voice. So that's a powerful opposition. So, gosh. And then Mercury will conjunct the galactic center at 4:21 a.m. After that, we have some minor aspects for Christmas Day itself, but the moon is going to sextile Chiron, and Chiron is stationing direct this week, and so is Jupiter. So that's adding a bit more kind of tension as well, and kind of wounds being triggered and activated, but also the potential to kind of fill those cracks in the wounds with gold to really kind of move beyond it, and just letting those arrows kind of bounce off you. It's kind of quite powerful. Then at 12:15 p.m. on, oh, by the way, the moon will also square Nessus, which has been revealing abuses of power by collective and individuals for some time. The nicest aspect of the day, though, on Christmas Day is Venus trine Neptune. That's usually called the rose-tinted spectacles. Things look, kind of look fuzzy and hazy, but they can also lead to confusion and delusion too. So, you know, but it is a nice one if you are using this energy quite consciously. This is in Scorpio and Pisces, and it can lead to, you know, lovely deep emotional bonding with those that you love. So, because even whether you celebrate the holiday or not, most of us are not working or whatever on that day. So the moon will finish up the day by a square to Juno, looking at our sacred contracts with each other. And then the moon will sextile the North Node and oppose Mars. And, you know, bearing in mind what I've looked at, talked about already, it could, you know, either lead to almost like psychic attacks or actually verbal attacks. But also it's creating a lovely wedge pattern to the Aries North Node. So, or it can say be about kind of getting in touch with your essence and saying, this is who I am, and you don't get to define me or tell me who I am anymore. And this is like, here I am kind of energy. So, and then the moon will sextile Eris. You know, Eris is a bit of a shit stirrer too. So anyway, 26, Christmas is over. Well, it's Boxing Day for us, British and other parts of the world. But the moon has moved towards the end of Gemini and is going to head into Cancer for the full moon at 7:33 p.m. on that day. And I did want to mention Circe. I said I was putting her in. She's now left Pluto on his own at that anaretic degree. It's almost like she's moved into Aquarius to create sorcery and start at helping us to move into this age of air, this real kind of Aquarian, more egalitarian, more humanitarian energy, hopefully, more equal. And you kind of get the idea with all of that as well. But and as we enter Boxing Days, as I know it as, at 12:57 a.m., the moon will actually square Neptune as it's still opposing Mars, and Mercury and Mars are coming back together again. Really, that's creating a T square of both confusion and again, some of it may feel as barbs and attacks. So make sure you kind of have this bubble of protection around you, or another thing that you can use is tool, a great tool, is asking, is this about me? Is this mine or is this theirs? And it's usually theirs. And then you just say, return to sender with love, or return to sender with consciousness. In fact, send those barbs back and don't do it angrily or nastily. Just let them bounce off. So that's a really good tool to remember with all of this. Another good tool to remember, if you feel like reactive and like saying something angry or sharp or aggressive, is just to pause, breathe, or imagine duct tape over your mouth. Because you don't want to be that person, probably. Anyway, yeah, then of course the moon will also oppose Mercury in the galactic center. So this is kind of a very big mutable grand cross. And mutable is changeable. So it's about changing how you do things, with Mars being out of bounds as well. It's a call to respond and react differently than you may have done in the past. Okay. And then the moon will conjunct Vesta, focus commitment on your inner flame as the moon opposes the galactic center. And then the moon moves into Cancer at 10:15 a.m., so quite early, still out of bounds as well. So we've still got the moon and Mars out of bounds, making things quite heightened emotionally, right? So moon in Cancer in her home. Cancer moon is very much about emotional safety and security, and it's the crab, so it's about kind of pulling your shell down in healthy protection sometimes, with if you feel a little bit threatened. But it's also kind of about self-care, self-love, self and nurturing. So lots of that. Do whatever you need to do to tap into that. Before the full moon, just before, as the moon approaches full, the moon will trine Saturn, kind of letting go of more of those self-limiting beliefs. And right, so we have the full moon, and I did talk about this on my full moon podcast at 7:33 p.m. Eastern. At 6:43 p.m., less than an hour before. Where is she? I haven't got her on. Let's put Hecate on. Hecate, the way shower, stations. There she is. Okay. Seven, Virgo. Hecate stations retrograde at 7 degrees 27 of Virgo, and starts to revisit some of the degrees that she's been passing over. She's been showing us that really, the way forward, the direction, the way in forward in life at a crossroads. Hecate shining her candle is to be a witch. And what do I mean by that? A woman in total control of herself. Or, and I do speak mostly to women, so we'll say that. But if you're a guy, you obviously feel this energy too. Really, it's about being whole unto oneself, whoever you are. And that means integrating mind, body, and spirit. So Hecate is going to be retrograde for some time, going back over steps, retracing what we've been learning. Hecate was Venus' companion in the recent Venus retrograde, and she's been a very important part of that growth. So, but then right after the full moon, the moon will sextile Jupiter, kind of expanding everything even more. And then Chiron at 10:09 p.m. stations direct. So we have two stations and a full moon, and Mercury and Mars approaching that conjunction. It's kind of it can be either really empowering and really kind of this sense of really kind of stepping into your essence, but it can also be a little bit triggering. So be aware of both, and maybe kind of step into kind of feeling that sense of empowerment and just kind of standing there with a big smile on your face saying, this is me. This is who I am. I know myself more now. So into December the 27th. Okay. There's a few less things to talk about after this, so this arrest should not take too long. But on the 27th, the moon is still in the sign of Cancer, clearly, and sextiles Hecate, that just stationed retrograde, opposes Pholus, who's been kind of taking the lid off a lot of kind of things that need to be changed and challenged and so on, all at 7 degrees. So if you've got things about at 7 degrees, then me, everything, then you're feeling it. As I said in my blog today, my chart's lit up at, like a Christmas tree by almost all the aspects. And so I feel like I'm living it, so I can tell you what's going on. Then Mercury over here comes up and squares Neptune again for the second time. Mercury squared Neptune on the way to the retrograde, and now squares again for the second time, and then will square again after the retrograde. That can be both kind of channeling energy, especially with this conjunction to the galactic center, but it can also be mixed messages, hearing things wrongly, or just but really it's a call to tune into your inner knowing and understanding, and not paying attention to what's being told to you or anything. So kind of comes back to the defining yourself kind of energy, defining what's true for you. Nobody else is going to define that anymore, right? The sun in Capricorn will trine Jupiter now, and Jupiter is just 3 days from stationing direct as well. So that's that earthy grand trine. If you watched my solstice or Capricorn ingress video, you'll know that the sun, sorry, that the moon at the sun at zero Capricorn was trine the moon at zero Taurus. So this is very earthly expansion, embodiment, somatic energy. We are kind of really stepping into this more yin energy, for want, or divine feminine energy, for want of a better word. Mars at 1:21 p.m. On December the 27th will actually trine Eris at the shit stirrer at 24 degrees. And so you might find yourself consciously kind of stirring the pot a little bit to take a stand. I'm very guilty of that, but I do it for good reason for myself. But anyway. And then after Mars trines Eris, Mercury and Mars actually meet at 24 degrees 21 Sagittarius. So they'll be in that trine to Eris still as they meet, with Mercury retrograde, Mars out of bounds, Mars the ruler of Aries. This is like, I'm not doing this anymore. I am taking a stand. I am, this is who I am, this is my essence, and I'm just, not doing this anymore. I'll stir the pot in whatever I can to whatever way I can to really kind of be who I fully am. Okay, so it's kind of very powerful, it is to me anyway, because it's hitting all my chart. And then the moon, still in Cancer, will square Chiron, that's also just stationed direct, kind of pushing the story forward, fired up, passionate kind of energy. Okay, so we'll go into, oh no, next day, 28th. And Mars and Mercury start to move apart from each other. And they're still at that 24 degrees on Thursday, though. So, know that Mercury will actually exactly trine Eris at 12:53 a.m. on December the 28th. So there's a lot of pot stirring and table shaking going on this week. And a lot of it is to do with new information coming from that galactic center. A lot of it is to do with people just saying, I'm done, not taking this anymore. Some of it can, as I said, come out very aggressively, but I've mentioned that already. So, and then the moon still in Cancer for most of the day until the evening of the 28th. The moon will move into fiery Leo at 7:23 p.m. But the moon will sextile Juno, our sacred contract energy, will actually square the moon's nodes, kind of pushing us, to what we yearn for. But also, we must remember that the south node is a good place too. There's been a tendency to say north node good, south node bad. Neither is true. This is the dragon's head and tail. And we are kind of learning to be healthier Libra, and the pull towards the Aries North Node can lead to that aggressive, overly assertive energy as well. So, we're kind of, seeing this in all kinds of ways. But the moon squares the nodes twice every lunar cycle, so it's not the biggest aspect, but it's just building on what we've done. But now the moon is waning or starting to lose light, and it's kind of saying it's time to, shake it off, to quote Taylor Swift, and brush some of this off. The moon will square Eris as well, of course, then. Other aspects that day, the moon will trine Neptune. The moon will trine Venus, so we've kind of got this watery grand trine to Venus and Neptune that's formed again, and it's kind of very heightened emotionally again. But now it's more in the way of shedding, releasing, beginning to let something go. 5:15 on the 28th, Mars will square Neptune. And then Mars is going to start moving away from those aspects, but has the galactic center to hit yet. But Mars square Neptune, that can feel like a bit depleted energy. It's kind of like, right from early on the 25th to this Mars square Neptune on later on the 28th. It's kind of like it's been a lot. I need to kind of rest. Okay. As you're resting, the moon finishes up in Cancer with the monthly opposition to Pluto. I think we've only got one more before, in fact, do we even have one more? This could be the last opposition to Pluto before Pluto moves into Aquarius on January the 20th. So that's just taking you another kind of deep dive into the shadow. Then the moon moves into Leo at 7:23 p.m. and we are moving to the 29th, to Venus Day. So, I would do lots of self-care this week. It's very, very heightened, but also, it's a good opportunity to really kind of step into where you're going as we move into this year of big change into very Aquarian energy as Pluto moves in. But you looked, I did a presentation for Renée Baribeau on her YouTube for her I Am symposium, talking about I Am. And I talked about the Age of Air, like stepping in big time in 2024. I'll post a at in the description and a link to the video, okay, if you want to watch it. It went down really well, the presentation. So anyway, Venus Day, December 29th, is actually the one of the biggest aspects of the day. Is Venus. Venus finishing up in Scorpio moves to that aneretic degree of Scorpio and sextiles Pluto and then opposes Sedna. And Pluto and Sedna are in an ongoing trine. Again, I talked about that in the presentation for Renee. And so, Venus is kind of like in Pluto's home or Mars home, whichever, whether you use traditional or modern rulerships. She is kind of saying, I am stepping into my power here. And it's activating all these big, big harbingers of change that's coming. And Venus is saying, I am becoming that really empowered divine feminine. And this is showing up in so many ways. I talked about it again on today's blog. And again, it's not about women, but this is really about, women. And I will use them as an example, not ashamed of what it is to be a woman in a very kind of so-called feminine way now. Lots of pink, lots of sparkle is coming. We saw it in the Barbie movie as well, Beyoncé's Renaissance Rebirth tour. And Venus is really, I talked about the putting your crown on. In the recent Venus retrograde, there's something switched in the collective. And it's not about, women being women that, fit the male definition of what's good. So, on the one hand, there's the passive, barefoot in the kitchen kind of role model of women. And then on the other hand, you're only a worthy woman if you kind of are achieving in the men's world, not doing it whatever your way. So, a woman who is a district attorney, for example, she's kind of more worthy than the other one who's the pop star. Well, how about they're all, doing it themselves? Anyway, I think there's a vibe of really accepting that it's okay to be vulnerable, feminine, female, wear pink, wear sparkle, but also to it's okay to kind of be that, more emotionally intelligent kind of energy as well, which has not been kind of valued. And that's happening in all of us. So again, whilst I'm a feminist, it's not just about women. Anyway, the moon has moved into joyful Leo as well for Friday. So Friday's quite a nice day with Venus kind of taking on these big harbingers of change and saying, all right, so yeah, I'm taking my power back now at the end. And then Venus moves into Sagittarius at 3:23 p.m. on the 29th and starts to kind of go, yes, I can create this more free to be me kind of energy. All right. And I'm not going to talk about all the minor aspects because I'll write about them in my Substack. On to the 30th, and we're nearly done. So on the 30th, there's really not any major transiting aspects, but the Leo moon does trine Ceres and trine Chiron. This is kind of a burning off energy of anything that doesn't light you up, doesn't fill you with joy. It's what feeds you and what nurtures you and what feeds your creative impulse. And this is kind of, I can, heal people. This is, I can do this. I've kind of filled my cracks in the wounds of the heart with that kintsugi gold. And now I'm going, yes, here I am. Here I shine. Okay. So, the end of the week is kind of wow. And then we get another fiery, actually, we get a, oh no, we get a T square. So then the moon will come up and will square Uranus and square Pallas Athena. This is kind of saying, rabbit hole energy and problem solving and creative intelligence. And I am going to do things radically different from now on. But and I'm not going to talk about all the other aspects, but there's a lot of fire, trining and energy kind of things like that too. add to that creative spark of fire next Saturday. But Jupiter at 9:40 p.m. stations direct. And so at that point, of the major planets, we'll only have Mercury, of course, and Uranus still retrograde. And Mercury is going to go direct on January the 1st. So Mercury is now in the zone of stationing direct as well to kind of go back over everything that we've been rethinking, reinventing, all those kind of things. And incidentally, as Mercury goes direct on January the 1st, I'm closing the doors to my private membership community, The Nest. So I'm not going to go on about it, but if you're interested in joining it, I'm going to put the link below. I'm closing the doors so that the people in it kind of become a real community, get to know each other. The doors will reopen again sometime around the Venus star point in June the 4th in Gemini, but I haven't decided at what point I'm going to reopen the doors exactly again. But if you want to join, even to come and check it out for a month, I hope you'll like it. But you could join for a month and you're welcome to leave at any time. But check out the link below. Anyway, it's a good week to join it because the doors are closing January the 1st. But anyway, and we do have a call on the 28th, actually. The calls are all recorded, but if you want to be on it live and ask questions and get involved, we've got a call on the 28th. Anyway, so Jupiter stationing direct, 5 Taurus. Jupiter's been retrograde since, oh goodness, when was it? Jupiter went retrograde on September the 4th at 15 Taurus. We've been really kind of digging in deep and reflecting on what abundance means for us now. And now Jupiter is based on core values, on real rootedness, and what material things really matter to us anymore. And now Jupiter's going to move forward, and we can expand that sense of abundance in a more embodied way as Jupiter moves forward. All right. So on to the last day. But it's still a planetary shift, so you feel like these tides turning. It's a pretty big week, actually. Anyway. So the last day of the year, or at least the calendar year, not the astrological year, December the 31st, New Year's Eve, so to speak. The moon is still in party-loving Leo, but does move into Virgo at 6:53 a.m. So, that's kind of gonna make the party vibe a little bit more serious. But before the moon moves into Virgo, the moon will trine Mars, trine the galactic center, sextile Vesta, as Vesta opposes the galactic center. So it's really kind of bringing in more information about what's true for you and where you are going to go with all of this. And then the moon moves into Virgo and will square Venus here and start to approach Hecate, and start to kind of really get us really changing and become and moving towards that kind of more total control of herself kind of energy, that witch energy. And the Mars will conjunct the galactic center on New Year's Eve, kind of saying, all right, yeah, Mars out of bounds, conjunct the galactic center. Let's kind of like really step into this, what doing things differently, taking action differently. Mars, at this point, I think is not far off his maximum out of bounds state energy, but I'll have to check that. But anyway, Mars as Mars conjuncts the galactic center. It's also opposing Vesta, your inner flame in Gemini, about, speaking up and responding and reacting to truth, knowledge, what you're learning differently, and then taking it out into the world. And as that all perfects, the Virgo moon will oppose Saturn, looking at more of those self-limiting beliefs. But also it's that practical mystic energy of bringing those higher truths and higher love down to earth in a very practical way, starting with yourself. And let me just finish up with these. Then the moon, of course, will trine Jupiter. And another bigger aspect of the day, though, is that Chiron and Ceres will exactly trine each other, saying, the way forward really is through living your truth, living, being true to yourself. Okay. And we'll just go into the morning of January the 1st, and then we'll be finished. And I will get this up and wish you a very happy holidays. But don't forget to subscribe to my channel while you're here. So, into January the 1st, into the morning, of course, the moon is in Virgo. We'll conjunct Hecate, then we'll conjunct Black Moon Lilith. It's kind of like new year, new start. This is very much about very much empowered divine feminine in many ways. We're seeing it with not only the rise of the actual women I talked about, but the rise of people who are, I'm not going to say worship because it's not about worshipping, but are learning about and understanding and embodying the divine feminine, Magdalene, Mother Mary. I'm even seeing posts from there's a guy called Jim Palmer on Facebook who kind of left. I think he was a minister and he left the church, but anyway, he was talking about, Mary Magdalene was not this kind of passive, receptive kind of creature. You get all those kind of things. Anyway, we're kind of rediscovering all of this energy. And into January the 1st, that all kind of comes to the fore. But at 8:26 a.m., let me get this one really exact. Okay, this is the last aspect because I'll be back at my desk doing, and you'll have the next week ahead video then. But I do want to tell you kind of how we start the new year. Venus, she's really coming kind of empowered as this Venus morning star that started way back in Leo, and Venus squares Saturn, kind of saying, you don't stop me anymore. Your rules don't kind of define me anymore, and that's I have got to be true unto myself. So there we go. That's the week ahead. Let me actually let me just pull a couple of cards from this Tree Devia deck. Excuse my hair. I wanted to make this before I got on with the day, so I'm not showering till after my walk, so yeah. Gotta be true unto myself, right? And by the way, I'll have a new calendar up on January the 1st too, of the She Who Is calendar. She's on She Who Is Art on Etsy. I now buy her calendar every year because I love it. Anyway, let's pull a couple of cards for the week. And this is from the Tree Devia Tarot deck. There's actually a link for 10% off if it interests you using my code, because they sent me the deck so that I could work with it. And anyway, let's pull. Ooh. Ooh. I'm liking this because we're in such remember there's no significant air apart from when the moon moves through air until January the 20th, when Pluto and the Sun both move into Aquarius. The we're kind of in this somatic energy of really kind of learning what's true for us as humans, you know, in our body, mind, body, spirit, everything. Anyway, I got the Empress, the Venus card, reversed. And so this is, it's time to focus on yourself and make self-care a priority. You might be too dependent on others, so it's good to remember that all the resources for you to be happy are already within you. You are too critical of yourself and should replace negative emotions with self-love. Only when you're kind to yourself can you be good to others. Focus on your own needs more. So there's an affirmation. I am prioritizing self-love, knowing that doesn't make me selfish. So I know I talk about that a lot, but the cards are emphasizing it this week. So then we actually get the Ace of Pentacles. That's also reversed, though. So this says you may have lost an opportunity for material growth. If it's caused by external factors, you should focus on the fact that everything happens for a reason and there's no reason to mourn over lost opportunities. If you are the cause by maybe being too stingy and having difficulty getting started, this is your lesson to be less materialistic and focus on your inner abundance and be grateful for the things you already have. Kind of talked about that with Jupiter stationing direct, right? So the affirmation for this is I know that feeling prosperous will bring abundance in my life. So I shift my focus on all the things to all the things I do have. And finally, kind of where are we going for the, you know, after this heightened week, very big, but I got the Nine of the Wands. Nine of Wands, fire. So it says you feel tired from the challenges you had to face in the past. However, you stand tall and ready to face anything that life brings you. Do not feel pessimistic as you have enough courage and power inside yourself to overcome anything. You are disciplined and determined, and nothing can bring you down. Know that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I am learning from past experiences, which makes me stronger and wiser. That's the affirmation. So have a wonderful week. And, you know, those cards really kind of speak to the energy of the week. So mwah. Happy holidays, happy new year. And I will, well, I might do another video before, and I've got a call on the 28th with my membership community, The Nest. But otherwise, I will see you in 2024. Mwah.